I need to better the terms that you're receiving directly from your relationships and justify my fee in order for you to work with me. So go out, use your lending relationships you have directly and get term sheets or options for yourself and give me the opportunity to try and better that.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Grit. I've got JD Chadha here. Now, let me tell you a little about him. After he graduated from USC and then Colorado State with his MBA, he was a risk consultant at a traditional corporate accounting firm for over 6 years before making the jump into independent consultant, helping companies across the world doing risk management, financial analysis, and modeling out commercial real estate investments. He's a capital advisor at StackSource, where he helps investors optimize their capital stack through debt and equity financing. He loves traveling, reading, watching sports. His team is Manchester United, which is interesting. So we'll get into that at some point and talking about various disruptive ideas. So I'm excited to have him here. JD, how are you?
Neil, thank you for that introduction. I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, man. I'm good. Thanks. It's good to see you. I appreciate you taking the time to connect here.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Tell me, well, we all started someplace. What was your first entry point into real estate?
My first entry point into real estate professionally was when I was with my old corporate accounting firm. We worked in financial services, helping banks figure out their credit risk. So it's from the back end looking at real estate transactions on how banks were funding them, how they were analyzing the deal, assessing the risk, and looking at through that lens gave me a good perspective that the people who were doing these deals were coming out with the better end of the deal. So from there, you know, I used that opportunity and that platform to build my skill set in understanding what works and what doesn't, what kind of risks to consider in evaluating deals, different types of structures, different types of ways to solve a problem. And from there, kind of made the jump into my own.
Yeah, into your own. So you move forward from the old job into the new one at StackSource, where you help investors. Really, I think it's from a financing standpoint, yes, but I think some of that is from an advisory standpoint about how to put certain things together past the debt and equity. Maybe how to give some deeper thought into their capital structure as well.
Right, and it's not just we like doing deals. You know, everyone gets a high when you're at the closing table. But it's really more than that. We try to take a look at the overall portfolio to see how well levered you are, or you know what your cash flow looks like, and find opportunities to de-stress your portfolio, de-stress your properties, and really align the way your deals are structured to your specific goals. So not gonna lie, like getting deals done is a big part of that. But there's more to that as we build relationships with our clients to provide that added value in how to manage real estate.
Yeah. Talk to me about this. You've seen it. You see a multitude of deals. You finance multiple asset classes, right?
Right.
Where do you see the guys coming to you and who have done deals, or maybe it's their first deal? Where do they, the investors that you see on the boots on the ground, where do they get it really right? Where do they totally screw it up?
I think I'm always impressed with deal sourcing. You know, some of the deals I've seen are incredible in terms of the opportunity and what they've been able to negotiate, especially the ones who are coming as a first time or a second time investor. I'm always impressed with how well they structure the acquisition side.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as my clients were more mature, I'm more impressed with how quickly they can analyze a deal without spending all the time underwriting it.
Elaborate on that, and I'll give you my two cents on that as well. So when you say how quickly they can analyze the deal, does that mean they're just really good at getting the information and putting in a spreadsheet, or does that mean they have a simpler, really a few key metrics they're looking for in making a decision to move forward with the deal?
A little bit of both, but I think there's more to that than just getting everything in an Excel and, you know, analyzing numbers. Like, I have a client, he called me out of the blue yesterday. We spent 10 minutes on the phone. And within 10 minutes of the conversation, I could tell that he had analyzed that information much more thoroughly than I would do in 30 minutes or 45 minutes. And so I took it as a challenge and I went and did some data analytics on the D12. And what he was able to do in 10 minutes of just talking to the seller, it took me an hour to do data analytics and come to the same conclusion. This person has $300 million of real estate under management. He's been at it for 20 years. His gut feel, his intuition is so strong that he's able to analyze deals on the fly that takes me even some time. So, you know, clients like that are really impressive. And so I asked him, like, you know, if you're able to do this so quickly, what's the value that I'm bringing you? And he had a pretty nice response to that. I think he inflated my ego a little bit. But overall, I am impressed with all types of clients I work with, depending on what their skill set is.
Yeah. What are investors, you know, they've got a deal under contract. Now they're connecting with you on financing. Where do they screw it all up? They just get it dead wrong when it comes to borrowing money.
Sometimes oversharing or, you know, being so excited that you want to talk about your deal with the lender all the time. Sometimes there are giveaways that, you know, your experience isn't there.
And as a result of them oversharing, being a kid in a candy store, if you will, that hurts them in the long run with getting a deal, with getting the loan is what ultimately I mean.
In some cases, not always.
Yep.
You know, there's some oversharing that is helpful to get ahead of the problem, but sometimes it opens a can of worms that would not have been opened. So it's sometimes, you know, not getting in your own way. A lot of times we like to overanalyze our deals. Yeah. You know, when we're personally invested, there's a lot riding at stake and you see the upside or you see the downside and it can be difficult to stay out of your own way. But I would say that's the biggest reason I feel first-time investors or second-time investors tend to do is overshare.
Yeah. Tell me about StackSource. For everybody who doesn't know what it is, what does StackSource do? And then what do you do a little more specifically for StackSource or with StackSource?
StackSource is a fintech company. The mission of our company is to really provide more transparency in commercial real estate transactions, specifically around financing. What our founders did really well was they built this technology that helps find the right lender or find the right equity source for the deal objectively. Obviously, there's a human component to it. There are relationships that help get the best result. But StackSource is loan brokerage or equity brokerage just with the mission of providing more transparency and better results being better terms, faster returns, more certainty, more knowledge, more overall better experience.
Fair to say when somebody's got a deal, they connect with you, you help put a package, you help put a package together. You want to streamline this so you can get it to the finish line because you don't get paid, I assume, right? Until you get unless it closes. So got to get to closing and then you're able to go and put that in front of lenders to source the best capital deal.
Correct. Okay. Right. And then we work with the capital sources to make sure that they come through on their term sheet and get the deal done in a timely and effective manner. And you're absolutely right. We get paid based on our success. If we get the deal done, we get paid. If we don't, we don't.
All right. So you've got the ability in multiple asset classes?
Everything commercial.
Everything commercial. Okay.
Yep. The only thing we don't really touch is 1-4 family consumer.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be in commercial. Totally get it. And then other states you operate in or do not operate in, whatever the list is.
All 50 states of the U.S. We do not go international at this time.
Got it. So somebody can have you as a primary contact, your right hand capital person for any deal in any state.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. I understand that. Now, you and I connected a couple of weeks back. I asked you this question. I think it's fair. I'm going to ask you again because you gave me a great answer. So I've got killer relationships in where I am in my backyard. I can get really good, what I think are pretty darn good lending terms, rates, leverage, loan to value, right? The whole nine. Why would I ever go off and bring somebody else in to go shop a deal for me? Why would I want to pay you? Right.
It's a great question. And I get this a lot, especially with people starting out. And my value proposition is simple. I need to better the terms that you're receiving directly from your relationships and justify my fee in order for you to work with me. So go out, use your lending relationships you have directly and get term sheets or options for yourself and give me the opportunity to try and better that. If I can prove the value of my fee and still impact you positively financially, then work with me. If I don't, there's no cost associated with it. Yeah, there is a little bit of effort that goes from your end to work with me to get the deal going. But even if you end up using your existing relationship and not going through me, at least you'll have a little bit more confidence that you still got the best terms in the market. And the worst thing that happens is your existing relationship is not the best and you end up working with me, you save some money. Overall, it's a no-lose situation for you.
Have you been to the vault? RealGritVault.com. Listen, we've got multiple guests who come on and oftentimes they bring us little tips, tricks, tools, scripts, Excel calculators, a multitude of things, and they share it. They share it for you. You can get them totally free, totally free. RealGritVault.com. Never been on the show who's brought everything. It's all behind the vault. Get it. RealGritVault.com. Yeah. The work that I have to do something with you is same, very similar to the work I'd have to do with any lender, get them the documentation anyway.
It'll be less than what you have to give a lender.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah. Our analyst teams are pretty strong and they can dig up more information for you and put a full package with very little information coming from you.
Yeah. No, I thought that was a great answer. You gave me the other week. I said, I got to ask you that again.
I hope I gave the delivery was, you know, similar enough.
That's so good. Yeah. What's been, you looking over the course of your last handful of years, either, you know, as it applies to you, what's been the biggest challenge to get to where you're at in helping investors?
You know, the market's been fairly volatile the last 5 months or so.
Yeah, right.
And there's a shift that hasn't been fully absorbed by sellers or buyers. And there's certain expectations that we had set earlier in the year, which are no longer in the same, you know, we're not in the same game anymore. So that's been a challenge with making sure we're providing the level of service without shooting ourselves in the foot or overpromising, but still providing enough value to start the deals and get the deals moving forward. So a lot of that has to do with lender quotes terms and then 3 days later, you know, the Fed changes rates. How do you effectively communicate? How do you effectively create the urgency without seeming like a salesperson? I would say that's been my biggest challenge the last 6 months or so.
Yeah, the volatility in the market and then just knowing that rates many days are moving pretty hard. Mm-hmm. And that's going to...
Hopefully no more, but...
It's been
a challenge.
It has been a challenge. There's no doubt about that. Let's do this. I want to move on to the final segment, what I call four for impact.
Four for impact.
Okay.
Your favorite quote, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. What about that resonates most with you?
You know, I'm a team player, played sports my entire life. Yeah. And I see commercial real estate as a team sport as well.
Sure.
I found the people that I admire the most have built teams around them. Some of my favorite clients and the ones I learned the most from and work the most with, I'm part of their team. I have a sense of pride being part of that team. And I feel together as a team, we do more deals than what any one of us could do individually. And that camaraderie helps us grow, helps us sustain our level of effort, helps us bounce new ideas off each other. So I've seen the impact of trying to do this myself.
Yeah.
And then doing it as a part of a team.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me. All right. So I got to go back to something you mentioned. I said earlier in the intro, you're a fan of Manchester United. How did you become a fan of Manchester United?
It's been a long fandom. I grew up in India where soccer, football is a bigger sport.
Much bigger.
When I was in grade school, they came to visit Manchester United, a summer tour to India. They brought their Premier League trophy. It was really exciting.
Okay.
That was really impressionable.
That's where it was. I got it. I knew there had to be a story there from somehow. Yeah.
The first 10 years were great. The last 10 years have been very painful, but in it for life, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
Fear.
Fear of what?
You know, like what you don't know, you tend to overanalyze, yeah. And then that slows you down. Or sometimes it's, you don't want to pay a certain fee, or you don't want to take that certain risk. You miss that opportunity. So just that fear ends up leading into lack of conviction. And that ends up stalling deals or kind of distracts away from the main goal.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I've been guilty of this myself. And it's really when I found my team, my inner circle, is when I've really started hitting my stride.
Yeah. Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
My family.
Yeah.
I have a 1-year-old daughter.
Good for you.
Thank you. And anytime I can get, I sneak away from my office down to go see her.
Yeah.
Then, you know, my wife, she works with me a little bit, and the life we want to build together. It's really kind of cheesy, but it is why I'm in real estate. It is why I work hard.
Nothing cheesy about that, man. What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
I've done a few things in my life to make an impact in the community. I will say the number one impact has been being part of education. In India, I was part of this thing called Kids for Tigers. We helped build schools in rural areas to try and keep away from poaching of tigers. In the US, I've been involved with Junior Achievement, which has been a big part of my entrepreneurship. It's what I taught through Junior Achievement.
Yeah.
I've been very involved with USC, my alma mater.
Yeah.
But I think through education is how we uplift our communities.
Yeah, no, that's great. If people want to connect with you, they want to learn more about you, where can they go? What should they do?
I'm happy to share my email or my phone number.
Perfect. We'll get it on the link here. Go for it.
Yeah. And then you know, I'll share my social media, whatever else makes it easy for you. But
you got it. What we'll do, everybody, is there'll be the links for all the social media, everything GDP shares with us will be in the show notes found below. That's great, man. Well, I sincerely appreciate you taking the time to come on. You've got a fun story about, you know, just working in the corporate world, now working really with also a multitude of investors on the commercial side in all sorts of asset classes and all over the country. And I think that's neat, because so many of my relationships that I've got in my backyard, terrific relationships, they stop at the state line. Can't even go over it, or won't go over it. And so the ability to be able to have somebody can go out there and find you money and be a financial, a value add resource to be able to structure deals and give you input on deals, I think is terrific. The best lenders I have in my personal world are those who give value add. And some of the worst have been, it's just a deal. Let's just get a deal over the finish line. And even in the rate may be good, there may be a lot of pluses that one would think on paper, but there's no value add. And the challenging piece as you're building your business, as a career, putting deals together, oftentimes the knowledge that one can share with you is worth more than that little few basis points.
And
right at the end of the day, a deal's worth more than a few basis points. So I just thought I'd expand upon that, because I think the value add and the knowledge that you gain produces way bigger checks at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So Neil, I'll share one data point with you right at the end here.
Please.
We at StackSource, we just hit $1 billion in deals closed.
Incredible.
And we did some data analytics, because we are data nerds first and foremost. And we found about 51% of the deals that we closed went with the lowest rate. So that means 49% of the deals were not the cheapest rate. So there are other factors that investors care about beyond just interest rate. And having the right capital advisor can help understand what is most important to that deal, to that investor, and getting that right fit.
I think that's incredible. Well, let's just round up. Half the people on $1 billion in borrowed money over a period of time selected a rate that was not the lowest. It tells you what you do, your third party who's advocating for that borrower, and can be a voice of reason and counsel in their ear to talk it out, to figure out what lending structure makes the most sense for them at the end of the day to meet their objectives.
Right. And that's where the relationship and the value actually comes, right. And right. Not just, you know, the transactional funding. So,
yep. No, that's great. Well, yeah. Jadeep, I appreciate the time that you've spent here with us. It's been fun hearing your story, and obviously the ability to put things together that can help folks. And Jadeep's information can be found in the show notes there. So thanks, Jadeep.
Yep. Thanks, Neil. I appreciate the time. And
you bet.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. I'll see you here soon. For everybody at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding that real estate requires real grit. See you next time.
If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.
Hey, it's Neil Timmons. I've got a question for you. Are you a fix and flipper and want to leverage your skills, build passive income, create bigger paydays? Maybe you buy and hold rental houses and you want to increase your income by working less. Maybe you're executing on the Burr methodology and times being what they are, you're finding more cash locked into a deal. Maybe you want more predictable profits, or maybe this is your first go at real estate. Well, I've got a challenge for you. The 20X Profit Challenge. It's hosted and taught by yours truly. I'm going to teach and show you over the course of 5 days in this totally free challenge, how to 20X your profit. Lesson one's a game changer, multiplying your income and capital fast. Lesson two is the perfect plan. I'm going to show you how to be getting off market 20X profit deals coming to you. The cash flow multipliers, lesson three, how to rapidly force appreciation and income growth. Lesson four is the deal accelerator, buying and holding profit guarantee properties. And lesson five, the wealth accumulator, consistently closing a 20X profit deals. I'm going to show you exactly my methodology, exactly what I did to go from where I was at, not achieving the results I wanted to achieve in my life, not achieving the passive income that I hoped for, that I knew I was capable of, and in 3.5 years becoming financially free. I'm going to do that in a 5-day free challenge. To sign up, go to 20xprofitchallenge.com, 20xprofitchallenge.com. We've got one coming up. Go there now, register, it's totally free, 20xprofitchallenge.com, and I'll see you in the challenge.